Good morning, everyone. That's the call to the body of Christ to wake up and get back on the front line and get back in the fight and get and do what you were told to do from the start. You are called to be a soldier in the army of God, and you are sleeping at your post, or you are AWOL. Which is it? Because if you're not on the front line right now praying for our nation, you're asleep in the body of Christ, and or you are AWOL. So this is your last chance to wake up and act like you're going to perform your mission and you're going to take orders from the commander. Most Christians are building their own kingdom, not God's kingdom. So once again, here's the call, the wake-up call. Are you a mutineer in the body of Christ? Are you just going around creating your own mission to be on, creating your own kingdom? Did you forget why you're here? Well, apparently most Christians have lost their mind, just like the U.S. Congress. They have just made up their own orders, and they're running around doing their own business. They forgot that they were supposed to be in an army, taking orders, and simply serving the kingdom. But no, they're out serving themselves. Anyway, that's my rant and rave for the morning. So we're going to come together here in a prayer meeting for our nation, and I'm going to give you some scriptures that we're going to concentrate on. The scriptures for praying for our nation, besides 2 Chronicles 7:14, which we have already used. Today we're going to concentrate on 1 Timothy 2:1. I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, and intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority. Why? That we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Ephesians 6:18. Now praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. The scripture we're going to actually stand on today is Romans 16:20. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The word bruise there is the same word that was used in Genesis chapter 3, 14 or 15. And that word means, that means funeral reciprocal. That's how bruised Satan is going to be, that it's going to be his doom. So the enemy is supposed to be under our feet, dead, if we take authority over him the way we were told to. So there's a lot of mind-blinding spirits that have gone out in the earth. The reason that the body of Christ is exhorted to pray, not complain, not criticize, there's no faith and there is no fruit that can be produced from you complaining about what's going on versus praying about what's going on. Prayer produces solutions according to God's will. Complaints and criticism is doing exact opposite, producing no fruit, producing nothing. It doesn't produce anything except more complaints and more criticism, which doesn't resolve anything. We want results. We want change. We have to come together in agreement, in the Spirit, in heavenly places, in Christ Jesus, and seek real change from the Spirit down into the earth. This is the kind of change we want. We want God making the changes that need to be made. We don't want to, you know, sit up here in heavenly places and tell God what to do on the earth. He has a plan. He wants us to be part of it. Our part is just to pray and enforce the victory into the earth that was accomplished 2,000 years ago. There was a victory 2,000 years ago over these illegal, lawless devils. They're operating in the earth illegally. They come in the back door using governments and nations and false treaties and false agreements to trick you into giving up your God-given right. They lie. They do anything. What they do is past human understanding. That's why they have to be bound, exposed, and cast out. So their illegal, lawless, demonic activity operating in the heavenlies down on the earth. It's all illegal. It's all been paid for, and it's all up to us to enforce and expose this illegal activity. The enemy always operates illegally. He never tells the truth. And when he does, it's only so that you will believe a lie that he already told you. So people on the earth right now are listening to lies, nonstop lies. And so that is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a lawless bunch of outlaws operating covertly all over the planet from heavenly places. So from our born-again heavenly place position, we're going to rain down on them and ambush them, break their ranks, and just expose everything that they're doing ahead of time. And this is beginning to work, as you can see. A lot of these lies that were hidden are already coming out into the open, and people are starting to see that they, you know, that this hoax is being perpetrated on the planet on multiple levels. But it's all demonic. We are not fighting flesh and blood. So let's come together and agree that God's will is going to come, and that our leadership, which is our point in time and responsibility, what we're supposed to do, is pray for the wisdom of our nation and our leadership, for our leadership to begin to receive the wisdom of God. So, Heavenly Father, we come together right now, and we just thank you for the privilege that we can be seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that we are far above these principalities and the powers and the mights and domains that are operating covertly in our atmosphere. So now, Lord God, we just come together in agreement that we are well able to enforce the victory of the cross over our nation in the name of Jesus. So we bind all mind-blinding spirits at work in our nation. We bind all satanic covert activity at work seeking to destroy this nation. We just loose the mind of Christ over our leadership. Once again, we continue to just loose the forefather spirit over this nation to return. We loose godly leadership into our nation. We loose the mind of Christ to begin to gather together godly men and women who can agree around the constitution that this nation is supposed to operate on. the Constitution, which is the legal document that our nation is founded on. So we enforce that Constitution, and we have that legal right to enforce it and to just bind anything, everything, anything being done, everything being written that is not in line with that legal document. We have the legal right to disannul anything illegal. And so we just expose all illegal documents, all illegal transactions, anything and everything seeking to come in the back door and bring us into bondage to something that has nothing to do with what our Constitution says. So we just exhort, agree, and expose everything that needs to be exposed. And we exhort the leadership of our nation to stand up for the Constitution as they swore to. So, Father God, right now we loose that mind of our forefathers on our nation. We loose one by one, every one of those leaders coming to their right mind and wondering what has been going on here. We thank you, Lord, that you're beginning to release an anointing on our nation's leaders to wonder, what are we doing this for? This is not what the people want. So we thank you, Lord, that the leadership has come to its right mind and it is working for we, the people. We, the people, decree and demand a more perfect union established around the Constitution. We thank you also, Lord, that we can enforce the blood of the everlasting covenant on top of that Constitution, which is a more better treaty in the name of Jesus. So we just take advantage of all our legal decrees in Jesus' name. We enforce our legal, spiritual, and earthly decrees, and we just command all devils to get under our feet and obey the rules and laws of our kingdom in Jesus' name. So we cast out every illegal lying outlaw. We expose that you were defeated 2,000 years ago, and we chase you and torment you out of our nation in Jesus' name, out of our atmosphere in Jesus' name. So we thank you now, God, that you are busy gathering together the spirit of our forefathers to come once again upon this nation and establish it according to your standard. We're still agreeing for your standard, and that the forefathers are coming together and establishing that standard. We thank you, Lord, that as the people pray, the leadership will come together and begin to hear from heaven and hear from the people and obey and begin to implement things that benefit the people. So we thank you now, Lord, that the people are seeking you in their lives at this time, that this point in time, that you're on everyone's mind and that you are the reason for this season. So we just pray, Lord God, now that you would just bring everyone together in the right spirit. We rebuke all ungodly spirits out of our nation, and we loose a spirit of love. We bind the spirit of division right now. We take authority over that, and we loose everyone into the right spirit to speak the truth in love. We loose leadership from both sides to begin to speak the truth and know the truth. So we loose the spirit of truth into our nation and to the leadership of this nation. So now, Lord, we just begin to praise you for the victory. We pray because we want peaceable and quiet lives. So we agree that our debt is paid, that we have more than enough with some left over, that there are so many jobs and new entrepreneur ventures that there are not enough people to take all the jobs. We agree that our dollar is prospering. We agree that we're blessed coming in and blessed going out, that you're increasing us more and more, and that all of the giving that our nation has done is coming back on us and overtaking us, that we are now reaping what we have sown, and that you're building up our nation. You're building up the nation according to your will. You're laying a foundation. So, Father God, these are things that we can all agree on, and we agree to confess the promises, not the problems. And so we just make our confession daily, Lord, that you're establishing our going out and coming in. You're establishing godly leadership, that the mind of Christ is at work in our capital and our leadership, and that the spirit of our forefathers has returned. And so we just praise you now for these wonderful blessings coming to pass according to your will. And we just thank you that we can enforce the victory and see you making a way where there was no way in all of this, and resting in your authority, your dominion, as we enforce it. So everyone that agreed said, thank you, Jesus, and amen. And we will continue to enforce that victory and agree as time goes by. And so if you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at morning-star.com. You don't write hyphen. You put a little hyphen between morning and star.com. There's a prayer line there. And I just want to leave you with some really good music. And I will have another prayer meeting. I don't know yet when. I'll post the time soon. You can just check back and see what time it's going to be. So this is my sister and her husband singing. No, that's not them singing. Here we go. Closer to the throne of God, people. That's our goal. Now in Gabriel bells his home. Let's move on with God. Move higher and higher and take back the territory that's been stolen from us. We're taking it back, and it's all being restored in the name of Jesus. Okay. Keep moving closer to the throne of God.